It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence!
And I was like,
what?
The jalapeno, 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 jalapeno,
jalapeno, jalapeno, jalapeno, jalapeno,
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
With a woman named Jonah?
Yes, Cliff.
Sorry. I just finished a giant milkshake.
Oh, it's time to order another one.
That's exactly. Are you reading my mind?
Oh, I thought that was the bell that sounded that we needed more milkshake.
You read my mind.
That's because I need another one right now.
I need another. I could go. Couldn't you just never stop drinking then?
Oh, waitress.
No.
Another round, please.
Oh, Kendall, you're going to get us so fat we can't leave the booth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to get us so fat. I was like, that's a little late for that.
Too late. Too late, Kendall, now it's too late. We're already morbidly obese.
I know. Call it.
Call it. Time of obesity now.
Long time ago. We're at the car hop.
We are. I can't get over it. Out here, you know, we're going from country to country in this ride tour. We're our rental van. We just said, hey, let's stop for lunch. And this place, it looks just like American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Looks like we're in Happy Days, Arnold's or whatever.
The American Graffiti diner here.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We've pulled up
our van.
You
never
know
what you find.
I know. And there's like the roller skating waitresses and waiters.
Like milkshakes and malts. And,
most importantly, milkshakes and malts.
That's the most important.
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. They don't. I keep trying to like say bigger, bigger when they bring them, but I don't. I guess they only have so certain sizes here in other countries.
I was gonna say the problem here is that we ordered like the largest size they had, and it was like a tiny little cup, and we're like, we're gonna need 12.
I'm gonna need more.
We're gonna need a child like schoolroom full.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Kendall, what is this show about, Cliff
and
Kendall Coast to Coast?
Origins of music.
Oh, haven't you always wondered?
I have always wondered.
Have you?
I thought to myself, when did they start this?
When did they start this?
So I have been wondering a long time about it, yeah.
All right.
I've been waiting for somebody
to have you tried this delicious peach pie?
Oh, it's wonderful, man. I haven't had peach pie like this since my early years in Busheltown.
Oh, yes. My Uncle Pepperoni, he used to make a peach pie exactly like this, only for the crust, he used flattened rye husks.
Oh, dear, that does sound wonderful.
Oh, it was much more cost-efficient back in those days.
And Petunia made it a little differently, but I'm sure your sounds wonderful, too. We should make both.
Oh, yes. You know, the rye husks do get caught in your teeth, but it's all part of the experience, dear.
It's a wonderful part.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will go for any of that you want to bring to us.
Kendall's going to go for any of it.
I will. I'll eat it all.
So are y'all done? Are y'all done eating?
Oh, my goodness.
We get more Southern the further away from America we get.
I know. We can't help it.
and so
it's a longing for home.
Things come out like, y'all done eating?
Because nobody speaks the language for us. We can't really like have a conversation, so we just get really Southern.
Is it really any wonder that people who do speak English in these other countries still are like, what? What did you say?
I know.
Y'all done eating? It's
very clear.
Oh, boy.
My goodness, dear.
All of this silliness. You know, we've got to get out there, dear. I want to see Funky and Opie. They're playing over there with that ball.
Oh, dear. Oh, let's go check on them, dear. And I also want to try those skates out.
Oh,
doesn't that look fun, dear? We should ask them if we can borrow some.
It does look fun. You know, you've accused me of being a stick in the mud, dear. But I think I want to try those skates out today.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Crackpot, see if you can pass one of those. All right, I want to go skating.
I don't.
I'll hurt my back.
The last time I went skating will be the last time that I went skating.
When was that?
It was a few years ago, and I twisted my ankle like an old fat person.
We're too old to skate.
And I was skating with, I don't know who it was. Must have been some relative of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Uh-huh.
But it's like her great niece two times removed or something. But so this, but this little girl who's like 8 years old, and I just slammed on top of her, pulled her down with me as we fell. And she was okay, totally fine. I couldn't walk for like a week. Kendall, if music is sound, pleasing, and magical, with variations in pitch that suggests a perfect pitch like me, that suggests a melody and some sort of rhythm, perhaps even a counterpoint of harmony, then it follows that it really did exist long before humans walked the earth. Have you ever stopped to think about that?
It's just built into the fabric of the universe.
It's in the fabric of the universe.
Fabric of our lives.
Of the universe.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's found in every known culture, past, present, all between time and places, since all the world, including the most isolated tribal groups. So it is. It's in the fabric of our world.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Did you ever walk in a forest and suddenly come upon a little brook bubbling merrily along its path? Did it sound like music? When the rain pitter-patters against the roof or a bird sings heartily, are not these music? Asks the freelance star. I think yes. I think, you know, like the Judds used to sing, that we're rocking with the rhythm of the rain.
Oh, I love it. And when we have been out in the woods, camping or hiking, and you hear these beautiful sounds, and then Charles walks in and ruins it all. But it is. It's magic to your ears. It's the music of nature.
Oh, what a beautiful gift from the universe. The original musician.
Now, some of the first, like, real, like, as we know it, music, like, notes being sounded.
Like White Christmas.
A little before that, all the way back.
The national anthem.
Even before. Back in Africa, it evolved to become a fundamental constitute of human life, these different sounds and notes that they would start to make with different instruments.
Oh, I watched the rains down in Africa.
They made a rain stick. See? That's music from nature. They captured it in an instrument.
That's like an eternal thing that people have been just coming up with for eons.
Eons. Oh, my friend, down in Africa. And somebody's like, oh, write this down.
I gotta write this.
Gotta write it down.
Shit. Down.
And that person is rich now.
Rich. Kendall, let's go beyond the suggestion that natural sounds are like music, and I'm just going to suggest that all natural sounds are music.
All right.
Take my word for it.
I'll take your word.
Take a word for it. Don't you? Even the beat of a tom-tom like this.
The tom-tom.
Yeah.
A drum.
The steady, steady beat of a tom-tom.
Music to my ears.
Music. Cliff. This is like a number one hit today.
That's all it takes these days.
That's all it takes these days. A hook.
It's kids and their computers.
And it's, oh, everybody's, what do you like? Do you like computer music or string music better?
Or string music? Like orchestral string music?
String music.
Well, I'd prefer.
Four string quartet.
String music.
Really?
Yeah, you don't like a nice, like, harmonized four string.
I mean, I like it, but if I had to take just string music or computer music, I'd go computer.
No, I'd rather just meditate.
Say, okay, computer.
Okay.
Because the computer, you can make up some strings. Fooled ya!
You mean like tech, like computer music? What kind of computer
music?
Any
music created on a computer.
Well, if it's this show, this is music, I listen to
this
that.
Show,
I'll take that over strings any day.
We've gone from saying this is music. They're just saying this show is music.
Hey, you said it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It really is. Music, you really just can't stop it.
We're making music.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Would anyone like another tall, frosty milkshake?
Oh, yes. Right here, please.
All right. Oh, whoa. I almost fell down off this roller skate.
Oh, my goodness. Be careful, dear. We're showing them how it's done, boys.
Oh, yes. Whoa. All right. Push me over there toward Crockpot, dear.
Oh, here we go. You ready? One, two, three.
Oh, we fell. Over.
Oh, my God. Are we going to the hospital later? Maybe you guys should get off the roller skate.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're doing great.
All right. Well, Kendall, what time is it?
It's time for some jokes.
Oh.
That's no joke.
And that's not a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm not trying to tell you a joke.
You're not? Okay.
Well, now I am.
Now you are.
Being specific, right, now well, I'm starting to tell you a joke.
Lay one down for us.
All right, Cliff. Five surgeons were talking about their best patients. The first surgeon says, accountants are the best to operate on because when you open them up, everything on the inside is numbered.
Mm.
The second surgeon says, nope. Librarians are the best. Everything inside them is in alphabetical order.
Oh.
And then the third surgeon says, try electricians, man. Everything inside them is color-coded.
Oh.
And the fourth surgeon says, who has been quietly listening to the conversation, says, I like engineers. They always understand when you have a few parts left over at the end. And finally, the fifth surgeon says, no, I prefer lawyers. They're heartless, spineless, gutless, and their heads and butts are interchangeable.
Whoa.
He's roasting.
Roasting. Kendall. Because of a bad case of hemorrhoids, a gay man went to his doctor. The physician prescribed suppositories, but when it came time to use them, the young man was afraid he would do it wrong. So he went into the bathroom and bent over and looked through his legs into the mirror to line up the target. All of a sudden, his wang became stiff and blocked his view. Oh, stop it, the young man scolded his organ. It's only me.
Cliff, two storks are sitting in the nest.
Storks?
A father stork and a baby stork.
Oh, love it.
And the baby stork, he's crying and crying and crying, and the father stork's trying to calm him down. He says, don't worry, son, your mother's going to be back soon. She's only bringing people babies and making them happy. And then the next night, it's the father's turn to do the job, so the mother and the son are sitting there in the nest, and he's crying and crying, and said, son, your father will be back as soon as possible, but now he's bringing joy to new mommies and daddies. And then a few days later, the stork's parents are desperate, and their son is absent from the nest all night long, and just before dawn, he comes in, the parents, where have you been? And he says, oh, I've just been at the college scaring some students.
That's like a nightmare one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Meanwhile, across town, a man and a woman were driving down the road arguing about the man's infidelity.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly, the woman reaches over and slices off the man's wiener. Angrily, the woman tosses the wiener out the window of the car. Driving behind the car is a fellow in a pickup truck, with his 10-year-old daughter beside him. All of a sudden, the wiener smacks the pickup in the windshield and flies off. Surprised, the daughter asks her father, Daddy, what in the heck was that? Not wanting to expose his 10-year-old daughter to sex at such a tender age, the father replies, It was only a bug, honey. The daughter gets a confused look on her face, and after a minute she says, Whoa, it sure had a big dick.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wah, wah.
Oh, I'm teaching them young.
Cliff, this next joke is a bad joke.
Oh, no.
And I think it's too bad for the air.
Please do not get us canceled.
I'm not going to get us canceled. Okay. I'm not going to tell it.
Not going to tell it?
I'm not going to tell it. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn would have me fired.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't help but overhear you saying something about being fired.
No, there was...
You've not been fired. Not that I've heard about anyway.
No, I didn't think you'd fired me, but there was a joke that was questionable, and I decided not to tell it. So I didn't get fired.
Oh, very prudent, though.
You've taught me well.
Oh, dear. Get over here. Listen to this. Kendall, he said a joke was not prudent, and so he wouldn't tell it on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Kendall, I'm so proud of you, dear.
Standing up for family values.
Thank you. I will accept my award anytime.
Oh, good job, boy.
Oh, bye.
Oh. They rolled off.
He just wanted to tell me good job. All right.
Well, this joke... Apparently, I thought it was okay to tell.
All right.
At one point or another. A drunk walks into a crowded bar and takes the last bar stool next to an older woman. After a while, the woman starts to smell this horrible odor coming from the direction of the drunk.
Uh-oh.
She turns to him and says, Excuse me, mister, but did you just shit yourself? The drunk replies, Well, yes, ma'am, I have indeed shit myself.
Please, he's honest.
Well, why don't you go somewhere and clean yourself up? The woman says, and the drunk replies, Because I'm not finished yet.
No.
Oh.
You're going to have to wait that one out.
Gonna have to, Kendall, can you believe that? Are you done with jokes?
I'm done with jokes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have one tiny one.
All right.
A tiny one for you. All
right.
Usually you're the one saying, I've got a tiny one for you.
But I don't ever prepare anybody for that.
You don't ever. Just let them find out. They're going to figure it out. What are you going to tell them for?
Why ruin the surprise?
Seeing is believing. Kendall, a boy goes in to buy condoms for the first time. Hey. No, that's good. Practice safe sex.
Oh, you're right. Well, that's a good part of it. I just am worried where this joke's going.
Oh, Kendall's going right into the Hall of Fame. The boy goes in to buy condoms for the first time, and the man behind the counter says, well, that's going to be $2.98 plus tax. And the boy says, tax? Don't these things stay on by themselves?
Oh, ouch.
That was more like a Saw movie or than a joke.
Right. See, modern day television shows, they just show the text.
They
going
just
in.
Show it. The close blood, up. The guts, yeah. The gore.
Show it all.
Won't anybody think about the children?
Please, somebody think about the children.
Why? And think about Cliff and Kendall. Why have we not gotten a milkshake yet?
And why haven't we taken a break to get one?
I'm
going to
wheel one over here.
I know. I'm going to go walk right up there and get one.
Do it. You just do it.
I'm doing it.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back when they're full.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Have you?
This show is always on fire.
Welcome back. Wasn't that milkshake good?
Everything is music. That milkshake was music.
Oh, it was. The
Kendall,
sound made.
My God, it was so good. Now, nature, have you ever just listened to a whale sing one of their eerie songs in the deep?
I've heard it before. I haven't went out there and listened to the ocean, but I've heard the sounds.
Well, maybe you should. It goes like this.
That sounds like me trying to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, that's me.
Beautiful music. And it's on Star Trek.
It's all
Voyage
music.
Home.
All music. That was music. Star Trek Voyage Home.
It was. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So, Cliff, a lot of the music back in the, when the...
the early 50s?
Yeah, the early 50s. Oh. No, back when Rome was commissioning music for the church, they had a lot of influence over what was played.
Really?
Yep. So not very different from today. All the record companies are like, I want you to play this.
Probably didn't like rock and roll.
Oh, they hated it.
Very much back
they
then.
Hated it back during the Roman days.
They hated that. they prefer urns.
Urns?
Urns, like a Roman and Grecian urn. They preferred simple ceramic craft.
They liked it. They liked the ceramics.
Over rock and roll.
They just relived the ghost moment.
I want to tell you that, have you ever done anything really weird and you're like, I don't know why I've got to do this, but I've got to do it.
Give me an example.
Okay, so, you know, I'm a wonderful library volunteer back in Busheltown.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm a wonderful one, but I'm there.
Self-acclaimed.
a self-diagnosed wonderful volunteer. And apparently I've been out of the country so long that they can't keep me on the rolls anymore. Uh-huh. And so they had to purge my my volunteer information. And so when they did this, they sent me a little, like, thanks gift for having. And they said, it's fine. When I come back, I can re-volunteer and it'll be fine. But they can't have me on the rolls or whatever. Had to be purged. And so they sent me some little card and that people had signed. And then they gave me this little cake that was not really a flavor I would want. It's chocolate raspberry. Uh-huh. And I don't know why I felt compelled to rip up their card and put the... Out in the motel parking lot, I put the cake underneath the wheel of our rental car and went back and forth over it a few times just to see it squished and splat out onto the parking lot there. And so it felt like something that I had to do more than what I wanted.
Yeah.
So, but have you ever done anything like that? It's totally normal.
I think. Well, one time I worked at this. This really crappy, like, pet store. Really cheap, like, pet store. Mm-hmm. And there was this, like, mechanical device thing that we had to, like, go up and down on to put the food up to the top shelf and back down. And, like, it broke one time. And we were, and they, of course, like, said, you broke it. And we were like, I didn't touch it, you know? And then, so when I finally, it was time to me for finally to leave, I saw the screw and I knew that was what broke it. I just turned it, let the oil just pour out from underneath it. Yep. I was like, oh, this,
who did this?
I guess that works. So there you go. That's my story.
That's, you just have to do that sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, look at this beautiful picture that Mrs. Butterturn has just drawn.
You drew that, Mrs. Butterturn?
She drew it of this restaurant here.
Well, dear, I just wanted to remember this beautiful view of the diner and the wonderful sun behind it, dear.
That
I
is nice.
Got my pastel out and then just drew away.
I am choking on some of that pastel dust.
I'm sorry, it goes everywhere.
Oh, it's affecting my bowels.
Oh, my goodness, dear. We better get you your medication.
Potpourri.
Oh, come along, dear.
It's a beautiful photo.
Crackpot, grab
it's
my bag.
It's photorealism, darling.
Oh, no. She's going to have to stop using pastels if that keeps happening.
You're going to have to stop. Kendall, but, yes.
I was going to ask if you were talking to me. Right? No. Cliff, I want to help some people.
Oh, me too. Good.
Wouldn't you like to do that?
I really do want to do it.
Because, I don't know, just sitting here looking at those, the beautiful pastel that Mrs. Potter put, I'm like, I just want to help people.
Like,
I feel so serene.
Just spread happiness and love.
All right. I've got a dear Cliff and Kendall.
World.
Oh, you got questions.
We've got answers.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All right. Here's my letter that I've got right here.
We're open it up.
Dear Cliff and Kendall,
all right.
I'm an avid video game player.
Oh.
My husband and I bond over playing games, reading, and talking about them. In fact, in my spare time, I just earned a master's degree in video game culture.
Bullshit.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It shouldn't be.
The issue I have is people judge my hobby as a waste of time.
What a waste.
Or comment that I should read a book instead. I don't tell them I've read a book a week because I shouldn't have to justify what I do in my free time. I have a good job and a wonderful stable marriage, yet people consider me immature because of video games. What can I say to people to dismiss my hobby as a waste while claiming that reading this latest trashy vampire book or going out every Friday and Saturday night to get wasted is really living? Signed, Proud Gamer Girl.
Then you just tell them. I mean, let's all be honest. I think your life sounds horrible. And I don't want anything to do with it. But that's okay because you don't have to please me. And you don't have to go out there. Who cares what these people think?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Who cares?
Who cares?
All right.
All right.
Kendall.
Cliff.
This came from the same... No, it's a different family. All right. This, I opened it up, perused it while you were reading yours.
Okay.
I wanted to get the good feel.
I wanted to get started.
It goes like this. Starts this way. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my daughter and her boyfriend have been together for 4 years. Despite being almost 30, he is very immature and constantly distracted by either his phone or his video games.
Oh, video game.
Cliff and Kendall, he travels with his PlayStation everywhere he goes. When he comes into our house, he sets up his console in the living room, puts on headphones, and plays games all day. Oh, if the family asks to use the TV for a few hours, he'll sit on the sofa or take a nap. while we do. I know nothing more about him than I did the first month that I met him.
My God.
He's rude, boorish, self-centered, and has a criminal record. Drugs, Cliff and Kendall. They live in another state, and for my daughter's sake, I try to accommodate him. But when I asked for them to visit us and not our TV, she became defensive. Cliff and Kendall, is this the new normal? Must I provide a TV in their room? How do I deal with this addiction? My daughter now wants to bring him along while we have our mother-daughter lunch and manicures.
Oh, no.
Cliff and Kendall, I have never encountered anything like this. Please advise me. And that is signed, Done Mothering in Downtown Busheltown.
Well, I'd say, look, who you date is your own business, but don't bring him when we're supposed to have our own time.
Right. Mani-pedi.
Stay the hell away from our free time, from our mama-daughter time. But kick him out. So glad we could help some people.
Doesn't it just feel good?
It always feels wonderful.
Doesn't it feel
good? When I think to myself.
To help
What
people.
A wonderful thing.
Oh,
that we do.
Feels good to me.
It's music to my ears.
It's all music. This show's music.
It's like Muzak in an elevator.
This. To the rhythm of the night.
And even sharks love jazz.
To the morning light. Sharks love jazz.
So you know music is in nature.
Grooves in the heart.
Grooves in the heart.
Kendall, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? To me? To me? To me?
I was wondering that about you. To me.
You
were talking
to me. I am talking to you, Cliff.
Oh.
I'm asking you a question, or I'm giving you a quote from a famous movie.
Is that so?
That's what I'm doing.
Do it.
Here we go. I watched a snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor.
Oh.
That's my dream. That's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Oh, snail nightmares.
No, worse. Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. Kendall?
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell that I'm living.
Bill Magnolia.
No. That was Fontaine from Les Mis.
Oh, you did, it wasn't it sung at some point then?
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living. Yeah, I can't just hand it to you on a silver platter.
Oh, well. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Come and play with us. Come and play with us, Danny. Forever.
Oh.
And ever.
Oh. Was it The Shining?
And it was The Shining.
Quit your whining.
You quit your whining. It was The Shining.
Kendall, you might recognize this song is performed by Jefferson Airplane in a little rockumentary called Gimme Shelter about the Rolling Stones and their nightmare at Altamont. That night, the Oakland chapter of the Hell's Angels had their way. Tonight, it's my turn.
Rock and roll.
I don't know why. The cable guy.
The cable guy. Lena, she can't act, she can't sing, she can't dance. A triple threat.
Oh, that was from Mean Girls.
No, they were singing in the rain.
Rain.
Just singing in the rain.
Kendall?
Yes.
Son, if you ever say another derogatory word about Elvis Aaron Presley in my presence again, I will kick the living shit out of you.
Oh, that sounds like that was my mother. Misery.
Oh, was your sweet mother one of the devil's rejects?
No. And I said misery. No, she just loved Elvis.
She just loved Elvis.
Loved him. Cliff, I am no longer talking to you.
Oh, my God. Kendall,
hmm?
You don't want to talk to me. You don't have to. I'm no longer talking to you.
Well, you said my mother was a devil. No,
I didn't.
Kidding.
I asked you if she was.
I'm kidding.
I left that up to you.
No, I'm no longer talking to you in a good way.
Oh, my
goodness.
Did I leave those roller skates in here?
They're going to charge us if we don't turn them in.
They've added them to our bill.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we need to turn them in.
They might be stuck under the floor or under the floor under me.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's it over there by the dumpster.
Oh, my goodness. Why are they over by the dumpster?
Oh,
why is my picture over there, too?
Oh, no.
Has Charles been doing something to my photo, Charles?
Oh, no.
I think Charles is over in the dumpster doing, like, pulling stuff out of it.
He's in the dumpster. Speaking of dumpsters, we're dumpsters, and somebody sent us something in the mail, Kendall.
Oh, it looks like chocolate.
It's, well, it was from one of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's friends down where she volunteers at the hospital.
Oh,
and she found these at Blob Smush Food and More, and she remembered somehow that our show began in New York and California.
Oh, yeah.
On the different coasts. And these are candies flavored like the coasts.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So she thought we should try them and see which coast we better.
I will. Much obliged. This is Kit Kat. Are we saying what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Kit Kat Crispy Wafer. From it's the chocolate covered strawberry flavor.
Yeah.
Let me read all the nutritional facts too.
So California
Kit Kat.
Tastes like chocolate covered strawberry.
Yeah, it's got a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge on it.
Oh.
Mmm. It tastes like Count Chocula or like the strawberry.
It does kind of taste like.
What's it, Frankenberry?
Uh huh.
Mm hmm. I think it's a raspberry. That's good though.
Yeah, it tastes like the wafer cookies, like dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
Gets our seal of approval.
Let's try New York, see if it tastes like sewer.
This is New York and sewer flavor. No, this is cherry cheesecake.
Mm. Oh, see, I really like that because it's white chocolate. I love white chocolate.
Then I'll give you that.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
All right, look
I like
at me.
It better as a cheesecake.
I like the New York and you like the California.
I like it better as a cheesecake than as a that.
Well, I'll take it and eat it.
Because, see, my cheesecake, I scrape off the cherries.
Oh. Well, I'm not a huge fan of cherries, but I like the white chocolate in that.
Well, good. Have it with my blessings.
Well, I'm having it. Thank you, listener. Thank you, friend of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A little taste of Busheltown.
A little taste. Of Busheltown.
Well, Cliff, it makes me sad that we're going to have to leave this diner because there's so many more milkshakes.
My God. Let's see if we can get a few and put them in the cooler.
Well, that's a good idea. Do we have a cooler?
Somewhere we must have one.
It's Charles and Pete in it. Cliff, do you have a quote?
Oh, a quote. A quote, you say?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
I do. Goes like this. Life is a long lesson in humility. That was said by J.M. Barrie.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, my quote is, one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain.
You feel no pain.
That was Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Oh, I'm going to finish up this this wonderful candy.
Finish it.
And we'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm Kendall.
Sorry. More milk to take out.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. And when Kendall tells a joke, well, you probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. And I sing, thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? Well, I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk.
That's true.
And Daddy says I began to sing long before I could talk.
I guess so.
But I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm their fan, and I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they are bringing. Who can live without it, I ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song or a dance from me? Well, I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. You know, I've been so lucky. I'm the boy with the golden voice, and I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance. Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it, I ask in all honesty. I don't know what life would be without a song or a dance. What are we, animals? I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Yes, Lord, I say thank you humbly for the music, for giving it to me.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.podbean.com.
Obliged.